Welcome back to the Jazz and Hip Hop Synthesis. My name is Sven Jordans. Glad to have you. Today we will talk about Kareem Riggins. I already hinted at him last week while we were talking about J Dilla and Chris Dave, because J Dilla is also going to be a big part of today's show. Kareem's father was a jazz musician, and always being surrounded by jazz led him to eventually study jazz himself. His big break came while he was still in his teens, after Betty Carter saw him perform and asked him to join her band. He went on to play with many more big names in jazz, such as Donald Byrd, Norah Jones, Roy Hargrove, and Esperanza Spalding. In the coming fragment, you will hear a 21-year-old Kareem play with Roy Hargrove live. Between the neatly dressed jazz musicians, a youthful drummer with a cap instead of a tie can be found. That's Kareem. In this clip, you will hear that at this point in his career, jazz was still his main thing, and that he was talented in that style as well. Two of his first hip-hop related projects were with J Dilla in common. In the next fragment of the song, Pop's Rap Part 2 / Fatherhood, that's difficult, by Common, you can hear Kareem on the drums, with still a lot of jazz flavor in his style. The kit sounds like a jazz kit and a swing on the right as well, but if we compare it to the last fragment with Roy Hargrove, there's more of a groove, created by a constant rhythmic cadence, that's also pretty difficult to say after a while, on the rim on the snare.
Like I said, I'm not gonna give you no directions, you know, but I know when you start teaching me, see, we talk about the life and education of one line of land, I think I'm the one that got taught. I do believe that, son, you know. And I know when you started teaching me too, you know, I was hanging out mad at the world. My professional basketball career was over.
Kareem and J Dilla met at a club, and later again when J Dilla was working with Common. This led to a collaboration between the two. Kareem plays drums on the next track, and like we discussed last week, you can hear that J Dilla feel. It's loose, it's free, there's space. This track is called To You, For You by Slum Village with Kareem on the drums.
There. I said you took it there. What's up with you? Hey, what's up with you? What you gonna do?
Gonna do.
You want me, don't you?
You want me, don't you?
I know you do.
I know you.
Yeah, I want you too.
I want you too.
You wanna do me? I know it's me. Yeah, I know it's me. I hope it's me. See when you notice me.
Notice me.
I noticed you.
I noticed you.
You say what up?
You say what up?
What up with you?
What up with you?
The things you do and who you do it to. Why would you do?
J Dilla hugely inspired Kareem, not only in relation to his drumming, which we just heard, but also in trying to rap and produce hip-hop. Dilla would often help Kareem get out of artistic droughts by showing him new music or records. Kareem grew into hip-hop and started working with Slum Village and The Roots, not only as a drummer, but more and more as a producer too. Months before J Dilla passed away, Kareem was asked to complete the album The Shining with him. Finally, when 75% of the album was done, J Dilla was no longer with us. Kareem finished it, trying to produce and master as if he was Dilla himself. On the song Body Movin', Kareem plays drums as well. Although the drums sound like a jazz kit, especially with the heavy and complex hits on the right, it's more unpolished this time. The bass drum and the snare sound more like a hip-hop groove, with of course that classic, almost out of rhythm, Dilla feel.
The body moving. The crush grooving.
Let's move on to one of my favorite artists of all time, Erykah Badu. Erykah calls Kareem the clean Dilla. She compares the use of samples between the two. They both have the ability to use a sample as something new, like an instrument on its own, instead of a recording from another song. On New America, Kareem produced the song Soldier. In this song, yet again, we can hear the influence of Dilla. Last week, we already discussed Chris Dave leaving space on songs. Well, Kareem does that too. In this somewhat minimalistic tune, it's the space that improves the cadence of the song. It feels like it just forces you to bop your head along. Before we listen to it, let's just check out the sample that he used. And this is actually pretty funny because Kareem sampled a Dutch progressive rock band, and I'm Dutch, I've never heard of them. But let's listen to the song.
The song is called Team by Solution.
The drums and soldiers are also sampled, and they're taken from Joe Farrell's Upon This Rock. Let's listen to it. Okay, and finally, here is Soldier by Erica. Try to listen to the samples and the space that Kareem leaves. And bopping your head along is allowed. See, he's organized and he's on the ball. Never miss a day in school. And he's an underdog. Wanna learn more and more. Cause his mama taught him good. He's about to change the face of your ghetto neighborhood. Kareem describes his way of sampling and producing as follows. There's really no process for me, truthfully. When I go to the record store, I don't know a lot of names, so when I go into the record store, I just pick them based on the cover, because usually, if the cover is really artistic, the music is as well. So with that being said, I listen to a lot of records, just gambling, really. It's really just creating from scratch. I may start with the drums first, I may start with the sample first, and then just bring them together. Kareem returns on the next album of Erica, New America 2, and plays a part in the classic Fall in Love at Your Funeral. I guess that at this point you already know what you're gonna hear about the song sounding like Dilla, but it's just too good to leave out of the show, so let's listen to it. Love with me. It's not a big step from J Dilla to K-Tronada, who is heavily influenced by Dilla. Donuts got him into making beats, and almost feels like a religious album to K-Tronada. It doesn't come as a surprise that Kareem also worked with K-Tra. He did this on the album 99.9%, which was K-Tronada's debut studio album. More specifically, on the song Bus Ride. The beat, yet again, feels like a Dilla beat, especially if you focus on the bass drum, which feels like it's being played too early, giving the song a unique cadence. Now, let's get into some solo work of Kareem. Alone Together. The album features multiple J Dilla references, but for now let's just focus on the song Summertime Madness SA, which is one of my favorites. Let's listen to the sample that is used in the song. Olha o menino, ui. Olha o menino, ui, ui, ui. Olha o menino, ui. Olha o menino, ui, ui, ui. The diversity of samples fits Kareem's style of drumming. When asked how he would label himself as a drummer, he said, virtuoso, because I can play a lot of funk, Brazilian, Afro-Cuban, and I feel like every genre I can touch on. He also said that even if he got a call from Sting tomorrow, or Diana Krall, or The Roots, he can do that gig. The fact that his samples go from obscure Dutch rock bands that I have never even heard of to Brazilian composers proves that fact. Let's listen to Summertime Madness and try to focus on how he adapts his style of drumming to support the sample, while still remaining his Dylan-like feel. One of the projects that really got me into Kareem is August Green. The project is a collab between Kareem Common and Rob Glasper. And like you might have noticed last time, I'm a pretty big Rob Glasper fan as well. The album celebrates blackness and speaks about touching subjects, but also about politics. The song Black Kennedy is a touching song, and next to the J Dilla-like drum beat, it features another reference to Dilla. Black car, black tux, this is black symmetry. Raised in the shadow, my family from Tennessee. I remember me, Reem Dilla, we was in the D. Let's go over some different songs quickly, because it's just too good. I'm really excited about this, actually. The next song from the same album might be one of the most impressive songs by Kareem on the album. The delay makes it sound like the drum is a sample, just like Chris Staples able to do that. But it's not, it's just Kareem. I'm butter, baby, come close, spent years with most. Talib, Tariq, J.Ru and Kanye. Somewhere my top five is Nas, Big and Andre. Sound waves of underground days. We found ways to surface, bring a heaven where earth is. Verses become churches, not for you to worship, but to find your purpose. Rhymes are divine service, soundtracks to life. The way we find Curtis, I play the makers of you for my daughter in the womb. Hope she's still in tune, time for concrete roses to bloom. And I'm ready and I don't wanna wait. The song No Apologies feels more like the old Kareem, with jazz-like rhythms but more groovy and rough than he used to play while he was younger. There is so much more to discover about Kareem, but we just don't have the time right now. I hope you have seen how he used different inspirations, although mainly J Dilla. I think this might also be a nice message to end this episode with. If you see how much J Dilla inspired Kareem, while not being as good as a drummer as Kareem is, that's really something else. This maybe shows that innovation can come from anyone, not just from the best in their field. I'm not saying that J Dilla wasn't a talented musician, because he really was, but as someone who will probably not be remembered by his drumming skills, he sure revolutionized drumming, especially in relationship to hip-hop. Living no apologies, follow, 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 follow me. I be living out of prophecy, ay, living no apologies, living no apologies, follow, 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 follow me.